The Guardian.
My name is Ben Halpern. I'm a marine ecologist, a research biologist at the University of California, Santa Barbara.
This report that you've just done, how does it differ to previous studies of the oceans?
All of the previous studies of the oceans have looked at just a single type of human activity, say fishing or climate change, or have focused on a single ecosystem, often coral reefs, because they're very beautiful and people want to know about them. But what we've done here is, for the first time, we've looked at all of these different activities layered on top of each other to understand what the overall big picture cumulative impact is of fishing and climate change and invasive species and pollution all put together. And we've done this for all of the ecosystems of the world so that we can really get a sense of the condition that the oceans are in.
Where are the worst places that are affected?
Yeah, it is a bit surprising how not good the view is. And the worst spots by far are in the North Sea, Norwegian Seas, and the English Channel, in the East and South China Seas, which are in Malaysia and Indonesia and off of China and Japan. Those are the biggest areas of the worst impact. But you find high impact areas throughout the world, the northeast coast of the United States, Puget Sound, and near Seattle, places off of Sri Lanka. There's places everywhere that have these high impact areas, and those areas certainly are of grave concern to what we're doing to the oceans. But there are also scattered areas around the world of very low impact ocean, where either activities are very low or the systems are particularly resilient to those activities, and where the condition of the oceans is probably pretty good.
Did the findings surprise you at all?
They did. I mean, I think the thing that was most surprising to me is that there is no space left on the planet that's untouched by human activities. You think about how vast the ocean is. I don't know, it's 20 million square kilometers. It's just a huge area. And no single spot is being untouched by human activities. That's just phenomenal to me.
And lurking anywhere within the report, is there any good news?
Absolutely, and I actually hope that people do take away some hope and some opportunity for how to take advantage of this good news. There are still large areas that are relatively untouched in the northeast Australia and the poles, and like I said, scattered throughout the world in small patches. And those areas offer real opportunity for protecting those areas so we don't degrade them. And I think also our analyses provide guidelines for how and where we can more effectively and intelligently manage our oceans, not so that we can't use them anymore, but instead actually so that we can continue to use them into the future, and our results will help provide some guidance on how to do that.
Guardian.co.uk.